one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us this beautiful Monday evening. Well, the Rochester Rhinos will have their first home match of the 2017 season this Saturday night, 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champions New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. We will preview the match and discuss the team's 5-0 loss to the Charleston Battery with head coach Bob Lilly at 7 o'clock. We'll also preview the UEFA Champions League quarterfinal second leg matches this week, along with the Real Madrid-Barcelona Clásico on Sunday. The FA Cup semifinals are also this weekend. We'll have all that, plus today's latest international soccer news with Dick Howard. And Michael Lewis will have all the latest news from U.S. Soccer and MLS, and we'll talk about a 50th anniversary that took place yesterday. No, it was not the Lancers, but it was close. The 50th anniversary of professional soccer in the United States took place yesterday, and Michael wrote an article about it in the Guardian newspaper. We'll talk to him about that as well. But most importantly, back with us, sitting right across from me, is our host of the show, who's been absent for a few weeks because of illness, but he's back with us tonight, so look out. Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Andrew, it's so good to be back, and as you can probably tell by my voice, I had a lousy voice to start with. Now I got a worse voice because of my ailment with a cold, cough, and all the melody that goes with being sick. But I'm thankful and very proud of you because you took care of everything. And people were able to get the news without me. And for sure, you did a great job. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for being so eloquent and being so good. Yeah, someone told me that you're just like a computer because you remember everything. So, and oh, I have to agree. Goodness. I compared you. The only other guy that I know that remembers everything is Charlie Shano. Charlie can tell you who scored the goal, what time it was, and all that kind of thing. And to my amazement, you do the same. And I listened to you on the same show the other last Saturday. And same as the remark, he says that he doesn't know how the hell you remember everything that you do. And the history goes back.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, you got a photogenic mind. That's what it is.
Photographic memory. I don't know about that. Yeah. But I remember these things because they're great memories and they stick in your head. That's what's so wonderful about soccer.
Do you remember the date that you got married?
Just like yesterday.
What was it?
Oh, February 15th, 1992. How could I not know that?
Good thing.
My wife's watching me outside here. If I don't know that date, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah.
But anyway, I also know I proposed to her on the fifth day of Christmas, even though she thinks it was the fourth day.
Who's right, you or her?
Take a wild guess who's right.
She is.
Of course. I know it's good for me. Anyway, let's talk about soccer. We don't need to talk about marital bliss.
Wait a minute. Let's talk.
No,
What did you say? How did you propose?
We did it in Niagara Falls.
And what did you say?
I gave her 5 golden rings for the fifth day of Christmas, and the fifth ring was the engagement ring.
Oh, yeah?
But I asked her parents first.
Oh, you have the good Italian way.
Of course it is. But anyway, let's talk about soccer. And, of course, the Rhinos opening up this Saturday at 6:05 against the New York Red Bulls 2. The first 500 fans through the gate will get a Capelli Sport beanie.
What is it, a beanie?
What's it's a little beanie? Cap.
Oh.
Just like the one you're wearing there.
Oh, okay. I called it a hat.
Well, they're calling it a beanie, whatever.
That's the English way.
Well, maybe. But anyway, also, let's say Section 5, we're honoring Section 5 champions at halftime of the Rhinos match on Saturday. So all of you fans of Section 5 athletes, if you have one or if you're friends with a champion from Section 5, definitely come out to the game on Saturday. It's going to be a great matchup. It's the last two champions of the USL, the Red Bulls 2, this past year's champion, and the before that, the Rhinos were the 2015 champions. So it's going to be a great match, and you know, we'll talk more with it about it with Bob. It's coming up at 7 o'clock.
But I'm sure that you know, Bob's going to have a lot to say about that, and certainly we're going to be very inquisitive about that. So it's one of those things that, you know, every team does a good job, and then all of a sudden the bottom fall out. So it happened to everybody.
Everybody has a bad match. Even in 2015, the Rhinos had one bad match against Charlotte. They lost 4-2.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is the only bad match. I mean, even Chelsea has bad matches. Juventus, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid.
They all do.
Everybody has a bad match. So hopefully this is the only one, and the Rhinos will be coming back strong coming up on Saturday against New York Red Bulls, too. We also, again, want to mention that the Rochester Lancers are having their 50th anniversary. We talked about the anniversary of pro soccer. It's also the Lancers' 50th anniversary this year, 2017, and we're trying to make plans for some special events going on with the Lancers of old and, of course, the new Lancers that are starting up in May, the men and the women. And I know, Joe, you're very excited about that.
I'm ecstatic because it marks 50 years. It seems just like yesterday. You know, that I don't feel that old, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that handsome guy with a little black bag and the mustache.
Yeah, and the mustache, right. The mustache added to my looks, actually made me older because I was a baby. But in any event, I'm sure that it's a good thing to have because some of the protagonists and some of the people that made that possible are still with us. Charlie Shano. But D'Onofrio, unfortunately, is gone. But, you know, the D'Onofrio family is still here, active. So they are very, very good to remember there. And so is the Bulanos family. So those are and, of course, there's other people.
And Mirante is still here, of course. You can't forget about Ed.
Yeah.
And all the former, a lot of owners of the original Lancers.
Exactly.
It was a conglomerate of people.
Right.
They all put, a lot of people put in a little bit of money.
Yeah, and it all goes back to, you know, the dream that they had. We all talk about dream, and there was a dream that it became reality. It started with the sports club. It started with Tony Pulano. It started with Patsy Frank, all those people that... you know, a lot of people don't know who they are, but certainly they are the protagonists of soccer in the United States, and as well as the Italian American Sports Club.
That's right. And all the players, a lot of the original Lancer players are still with us, you know, the Frank Carricchios and all the guys like that.
And we want to wish, you know, we want to wish Frank a speedy recovery. I know that he's not doing too well health-wise, and our prayers and our heart is with you, Frank. So Please get better. We need you.
Absolutely. Okay. And, of course, again, we'll mention more about the Lancers' new team, the new league, the team in the NPSL and the WUS for the women. They're going to be coming up again starting in May, playing over at the Wegmans facility at Aquinas High School. It's a beautiful facility. So go to ourlancers.com for more information on that. We also want to mention, even though they're no longer with us, the former Western New York Flash, now the North Carolina Courage,
and
won
their
opening
goal?
Game 1-0 against a rematch of the championship game from last year. It was played in Washington at a Boyd Soccer Complex. Sabrina Angelo with the shutout and the game-winning goal scored
McCall
by
Zerboni.
McCall Zerboni scores the first ever goal. I think it's appropriate because she was with the team all the way back going to 2011
exactly.
with the original Western New York Flash. that won the WPS title with Marta and Christine Sinclair and Alex Morgan and Carolyn Sager and Ashlyn Harris and
Andrew. You know, we could go on and mention
Allie Riley.
If you really look at the history of soccer in Rochester, and if you really look at the players, you know, not only on the men's side but on the women's side, that have played in our city, it is amazing. No other city can really say that, you know, because we were blessed with the Western New York Fights right from the beginning, you know, and that's a shame that, you know, they went away. But now we have in a new era. My only concern, if I can make a commentary, is that, you know, we hope that the new soccer team and the Rhinos work out a deal where they don't play against one another, you know, because we need to put fans on the Rhino Stadium and the Capelli Stadium in order to be able to make that organization prosper and get better. And on the same token, it would be an ideal thing if the management of Capelli Stadium would allow those people to come to play a game ahead of their game. So, you know,
well, that's all management has to work out all those details. But I know that they're trying to not have games at the same time, and that, but there may be a conflict or two just because of the way the schedule works, unfortunately.
You know the way it is. You know, all the aspirant players, yep, they like to play in the big house. And they like to play, you know, in hockey. They happen in hockey, they happen in football, all over, sure, all the sports. So it would be an ideal thing, and they just... I had it said it on the air because it's been back of my mind, and here we are.
Well, Joe, so, as Joe said, Joe can say whatever he wants. It's his show. So yeah, he's an independent voice.
That's for sure.
Well, let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll have Dick Howard, the international report. Certainly a lot to talk about. Some news that broke today in England. One of the greatest players in the history of Chelsea will be playing his last games for the team this season. He's not coming back. And we'll tell you who that is, and we'll give you all the latest news. A new team will be in the Premiership for the very first time. As of today, they clinched their promotion to the Premiership. We'll tell you who it is and get all the information from Dick next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
It's a battle of champions this Saturday at Capelli Sports Stadium as the 2015 USL champion Rochester Rhinos host last season's title winner New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 6.05 p.m. The Rhinos will celebrate all Section 5 champions at halftime, and the first 500 fans through the gate will receive a Capelli Sport beanie. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. And there is some construction going on around there, so you can also get there from Lyle Avenue. If you come in from the city, you just make a left turn into the building. DavidOlivoDMD.com is the website. It's being updated right now to put in the latest information about the practice. And the phone number is 328-3382. Just went to see Dr. Olivo, had a new hygienist clean my teeth, and I had no cavities. So thanks to Dr. Olivo and his practice and My former hygienist, who I had since I was 12 years old, Cindy, who is now retired, who gave me the Riot Act at 12 years old. I take care of my teeth. So be sure to take care of your teeth. But if you have any trouble, definitely call Dr. Olivo, 328-3382. Dick, lots of news and notes going on this week in soccer. I tell you, it never ends, does it?
It's great. Keep smiling, Andrew.
I am smiling, but let's talk about the good news before we talk about the sad news. We had an important achievement today that happened in soccer. For the first time ever, Brighton and Hove Albion will play in the Premiership next season. They clinched a spot they clinched promotion to the Premiership today with a victory in the Championship. So the Seagulls will make their first ever appearance. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of away fans going to see matches down in Brighton, especially in the late summer and maybe the later spring, because it's a beautiful area down there.
No, it's great. They've come close in previous years, and now they've finally got there. But they've certainly been playing some excellent football this season and are fully deserving of going up to play with the big boys next year.
Should be a lot of fun. And then the sad news, of course, the announcement today that John Terry, the great defender from England and Chelsea, he will not play for Chelsea next season. They announced that. There's been a lot of well wishes from fans and teammates and the club itself for so many seasons, so many matches that he played and so many championships that he won. One of the greatest players, maybe the greatest player ever to wear a Chelsea uniform. And Dick, it'll be interesting to see where he plays next season, but I think there's some Premiership teams would certainly be interested in picking him up to shore up their back line.
Maybe it's yeah, there's been lots States. Of talk whether he's going to play in the Middle East, play in China, come over and play in MLS. He can pick and choose wherever he wants to go, but certainly synonymous with the success of Chelsea over the years, and a very competitive individual, both on and off the field, and as I say, coming to the end of a marvelous career.
How old is he?
I believe
JT will be mid-30s now, I think.
37, oh,
still
maybe
young.
36, 37
yeah.
years old.
He's still younger
than Drogba.
Yeah.
who now, of course, plays for Phoenix Rising. Maybe we'll bring him to play for Phoenix Rising. Who knows? They are former teammates at Chelsea. But the other thing happened today, the match of the day, Arsenal wins over Middlesbrough on the road 2-1. Borough is mired in the relegation zone. Arsenal trying to get back into the top six to get into a position to play in Europe next season. But no, we'll see how that goes.
Needed that win today, didn't they? And full credit for Middlesbrough. You know, they don't score many goals. They're very, very competitive. But Arsenal prevailed. And courtesy of an Alexis Sanchez free kick, superb free kick. And great to see his reaction at the end of the game, wasn't he? He was all smiles, gave his jersey to a young fan, and certainly a good win for Arsene Wenger. And Arsenal playing a back three for the first time since 1997, if you're a fan of the tactics of football.
I wonder where he got that from. Maybe a guy named Conte who coaches Chelsea, who has a three-man back line. But Dave, unfortunately, the biggest news of the past week, which, again, we hate to talk about it, is what happened in Dortmund and the terrorist attack against the Dortmund bus. It could have been much, much worse. There were three explosions, and they said if it a second or two either way, and it could have been a real tragedy. But I mean, what can you say? I mean, the big thing that came out of this is that a lot of people were very upset, including the Dortmund CEO, Hans-Joachim Watzke. He was considering withdrawing his team from the Champions League and because of what happened, because the players were in no condition to play, and FIFA decided they had to play the next day, which I was very surprised at that.
It's so tough, Andrew, isn't it? You know, weren't you going to play? They had a Bundesliga game at the weekend. The second leg is this week in Monaco. I don't know what the other options were, but certainly the players were in no state to play mentally, after that kind of happening. But that's the only thing, and you can empathise with the Borussia Dortmund club, and I know everybody from the president down to the club manager were saying that they should never have been played. But one great thing, and I really applaud the attitude of the Dortmund fans, as they offered the accommodations for any fans from Monaco who had to stay over for the game, which was played, obviously, the following day.
Well, one of the things that I believe is that due to all the stress that the player went through and due to all the emotion and fear, because there's got to be a certain amount of fear, I think that they should have postponed it to a different date, you know, regardless what the schedule is. Everything's got to be... You know, there is precaution and there is a reaction. There is you got to do what is good for the player as well, for the sport.
Right. And you know, you wonder, Joe and Dick, if they could have just postponed the match, played the first leg in Monaco this week, and then played in Dortmund the following week, because the semifinals aren't
a good point, Andrew. That's what I thought is a possibility. It would change things around, what the things it would be of the Monaco club, but that's probably one of the better suggestions to do it that way. But they played the game, they lost 3-2, and obviously not, as Joe rightly mentioned, in the right psychological state of mind to play a game so soon after such a tragic event.
Who took responsibility of the attack? I mean, was there... Who did it? Why did they do it? Did they find it? Did they get anybody? What's the result of it?
I'm not actually sure. To be honest with you, Joe, I haven't really. I could look it up and see what happened. I don't know if you know, if off the top of your head, if they found who actually committed the crime.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's certainly a thing that you don't want to see happening, and you know, that's the unfortunate target for terrorists are sporting events where there's large numbers of people and taking out with regards to a team bus. You know, it's just beyond belief the attitude of somebody that would commit such an offense.
That's right. The Juventus is a problem too with the team bus being attacked in Italy when by the fans, and not they made it very difficult for them to go into the stadium. And, it's crazy right now. You know, fanaticism And, you know, being a fan is one thing. Being fanatic's another thing.
This is not fanatic. They say there's a terrorist component to this attack.
It takes away from what is going to be a very competitive week with regards to the Champions League, isn't it? And, Joe, you must be looking forward to that game in the Camp Nou in Barcelona. Well, what a performance to the first leg by Juventus.
I was very, very pleased with the result, of course, and I'm very hopeful that when they go to Barcelona, you know, they don't do the same thing that Paris Saint-Germain did it. You know, Barcelona has got the making of doing stuff. You know, I watched the game. I was on the edge of my seat. I saw how dirty. Even Messi got dirty, I tell you. He made some tackle that I couldn't believe that he's a super player. I mean, one of the things that
I think you'd be okay, Joe. The important is not to give up an early goal and have the right state of mind, but I can't see Gianluigi Buffon and his defensive teammates succumbing and then losing the game 4-0, which is one possibility and one possible result. But, Dybala and company were outstanding in that first game.
It's going to be a great match. That comes up Wednesday. The other match on Wednesday is the Monaco-Dortmund match. On Tuesday, Real Madrid is up 2-1 on Bayern Munich. Cristiano Ronaldo doing his thing, of course, scoring goals. And I think they're definitely a favorite now to win at home. But the match I'm looking forward to seeing is Leicester down 1-0 to Atletico Madrid, a controversial penalty at the end of the first half that caused that 1-0 defeat. Dick, you think Leicester can turn it around? They did it against Sevilla. Can they do it against Atletico?
Yeah, who knows? But the one thing, unfortunately, about Leicester City is they've committed more penalty kick offences than any other team in the Champions League this year. And it was a clear foul. You look at the position of the referee, and it was very much on the line. It's a very tough call. And unfortunately, it went against Leicester City. But they can prevent Atletico from getting that first goal. I think are going to be in contention. The one thing about Leicester City, of course, is they're very good on set plays. They don't score many goals, but 50% of their goals come from set plays. And that's where you've got players such as Wes Morgan, who hopefully will be fit enough to play, putting the ball in the back of the net, and along with Hoof, who's suspended. But it's going to be a very close game, and Leicester have to be a little bit more offensively minded because they didn't have any shot on target in that game, the first leg. So, onus on them, but they've done so well, it's not beyond belief that they'll get a fabulous result. And what a result that would be given the rest of the season.
That's right. This is what they're playing for, is to win the Champions League. The other big matches this week, you got the FA Cup semifinals. Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur, the top two teams in the Premiership, will play on Saturday. Arsenal and Manchester City will play on Sunday, both matches at Wembley. And then the Clásico on Sunday, Real Madrid and Barcelona. Real Madrid gets any kind of result, they should have the La Liga title. But some great matches between some big clubs all throughout this week, Dick. It's going to be a great week for soccer.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be actually a defining week for Barcelona because obviously they've got a tough game in midweek, and then they have the Clásico and the 3 points behind Real, who and got a game in hand. So a lot of pressure on Luis Enrique and the team, but it's going to be a great one. It always is a Clásico.
It certainly is. It'll be on television as well, but Wednesday, Joe, I know that we'll be hoping for Juventus. I want to see them go through.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But, Dick, as always, thanks for being with us, and we will talk to you again and do it all over again next Monday.
Well, I'll hopefully maybe see you at the end of the week. I'd like to get to see the home opener and certainly wish Bob Lilly and the Rhinos all the best.
Well,
I might see you at the weekend for the home opener.
Well, hopefully you can make it up, Dick. That'd be great to see you. And we'll have
okay, guys.
Time.
So, ciao. Forza Juve, Joe.
Forza Juve.
Forza Juve.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank
bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every Monday on our show. When we come back, we will be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. We'll preview the home opener Saturday against New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium, 6:05 kickoff. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Time and time again, I see your face.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
It's a battle of champions this Saturday at Capelli Sports Stadium as the 2015 USL champion Rochester Rhinos host last season's title winner New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 6:05 p.m. The Rhinos will celebrate all Section 5 champions at halftime, and the first 500 fans through the gate will receive a Capelli Sport beanie. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack forming in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Be joined by Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly in just a moment. But again, the Rhinos will have their first home match of the season this Saturday at 6:05 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Get there early. There'll be some specials at the Genesee.
Get a beanie.
About what?
Get a beanie.
Yeah, get a beanie. Yeah. Right, first 500 fans. I'm just going to say, though, there's going to be beer specials and, of course, dinosaur barbecue. If you haven't heard, there'll be a pit master at the stadium under the scoreboard so you can get your dinosaur, the best barbecue in the city of Rochester and maybe the country.
You know, my mouth is watering.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna go get some. But yeah, if you've never been to Dinosaur because it's downtown and you don't want to park or blah blah blah, you can get your dinosaur at the game on Saturday. The whole stadium is gonna smell like barbecue.
Yeah, and there is a beer truck across from it.
That's right.
You know, so you can get the barbecue, get a nice beer, and sit over there and have dinner, you know, with your family or whatever. So. It's a good place to be. It's a good, be sure you go to the game. It is very, very important that we show up, we all of us show up and support, the Rhinos. They are the team that it's here for our entertainment that they play. And so we need to show them support. So all of you soccer fans, just don't stay home. Just go to Capelli Stadium and have a dinner there. Enjoy the atmosphere. Watching a game on television is okay, but going and watching a game live is completely different aspect because you see everything, and if you understand the game and you look at everything, how the game progresses, you appreciate watching it live. So I encourage you. I plead with you to. Support the Rhinos, and if you haven't bought your season ticket, now is the time to do it. They have many specials, so don't hesitate. You just call them up, 454-5425, and make your reservation, reserve your tickets, whatever, and be there. Andrew and I are going to be there. So with a lot of other people.
So if you see us, we'll shake your hand and give you our autograph. If that'll be worth nothing in 10 years.
But you never know.
The Rhinos are also going to be participating in the 2017 Rochester Heart Walk and Run presented by the American Heart Association on Saturday morning. And there's a big announcement coming from the City of Rochester's support of the Rhinos and highlighting downtown Rochester. So that's going to be coming up as well. But we are now joined by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob, thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight. And obviously a tough loss on Saturday, but I know the team's looking forward to the home opener on this coming Saturday.
Oh, it was a tough night for sure, brutal to be more exact. But, you know, we have to put it behind us. I mean, we talked to the guys after the game briefly, obviously watched the tape and looked at everything. And, you know, we weren't sharp at the beginning, and they got off to a quick start, and I think we hung our heads a bit. But, you know, it's something that I don't think is a reflection of the ability of our group. I think it was more not being prepared well enough, and that falls solely on the coaching, my shoulders and the staff's shoulders. You know, we made some changes and adjustments, had some changes in the lineup. I don't think we were prepared as well as we needed to be going into Charleston, and then we didn't execute early in the game, and we got ourselves in trouble real quick. And I think it was, you know, a bit of shell shock. But, you know, we feel today training was good. I mean, we feel like we'll be ready, for this weekend. It's a big game for us, and, you know, we got to turn the page. But I don't think we're going to give up five goals very often, but certainly the other day was a rough one for us.
Hey, Bob, Joe Sirianni, just Andrew and I were talking before we went on the air, and actually every team, no matter the level, has one bad game. So it's I'm sure that your team and knowing who you are, they will never happen again, because I know you, I know how you think, I know, you know, that you above all, you took the personal. You know, and so I know that, you know, it's just one of those things, like you said, that it happens, and it happened. It happens to everybody. So I won't be too much worried about what the future holds.
Joe, I love your support. And you know, I think for our guys, like some guys were here last year. We played a really poor game in Orlando last year. I think it was like the 10th or 11th game of the year. And we lost 2-1. We got a late goal, but it was 2-0. It could have been 6-0. Like, we were that poor. They were all over us. We couldn't connect a pass, couldn't defend. No intent going forward, Joe. And the game got away from us, and, you know, they just didn't finish their chances as clinically as Charleston did on Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We addressed some things right after that. The next few games, we made some changes, addressed some things, and found, you know, some solutions. We learned a lot of where we were vulnerable, where we had to get better, you know, we made some changes, and we lost once in our last 20 games last year. So I think sometimes, you know, we had five new guys that hadn't played yet in the lineup, and, you know, and believe me, the result was not based on that. It was a combination of many things with the formation, and, you know, over the week we hadn't really gone over the tactics in preseason, and, you know, because we knew Charleston would be difficult, we decided to take some educated chances, Dempo. You know, in terms of how we wanted to play, to maybe throw a wrinkle. And, you know, we got into the game and things were a little bit different, and I maybe should have changed us out of our system quicker when it wasn't really working, you know. But by halftime, it was 4-0, and I actually kept us in the same system for the second half because I actually wanted to practice it for the future. And we... Because I figured at that point, yeah, we could make all these changes. But at 4-0 in Charleston, you know, we lived to fight another day. We made some subs to rest a few guys that were a little bit nicked up. And we it was disappointing. We played much better in the second half and fortunately gave up a late goal. But second half, you know, was a much more competitive half by us. And I think... Sorry, Andrew.
One of the things that happens, you know, it happens to your team, I'm sure, and it happens to team against you, is once a player get in the vein, in the rhythm of the game, and everything goes right for him, you know, and they put
Speaking
the ball
in
the net.
Mario Williams, yeah, yeah. Who had three goals and an assist in the first half.
So that's what happened.
He was fantastic, and he's been a handful for us, but we played against him a couple of years ago when he was in Montreal, and then last year with Charleston, and he's definitely a good player. You know, and some guys struggled with their performances, you know, but I think sometimes, you know, that can happen. It's just we had a lot of guys go left on a day we needed to go right. But I think some of that was us putting them in some different spots, and it didn't, you know, our theories didn't, on that day, I think we let the guys down some, you know, and I think they can play better as well, but, you know, I think it was just one of those nights where, you know, I'm glad it only counts for one game in the standings, and, you know, we'll have to work a bit to get our goal differential back, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not someone that settles for 4 points out of three road games. You know, but if you really pushed me in preseason and said, hey, with three road games, if you came out of there 1-1-1, will you be happy? I would have said, not really, but I can live with it. You know, at least it's 500 after three road games. Like, you know, it's not anything we're shooting for, but I think now it's just important to establish that we're, you know, a good side at home, and we'll win games on the road. I mean, I like our team. I like the energy that they train with. I like how they did through the preseason. I really like their performance in Bethlehem. I think the last two games we've been not as good as we'd like to be in Toronto or in Charleston. But, you know, it's going to be tough. Every game's going to be a battle. And, you know, we were mediocre for 12 games last year. And I thought the last 18 games we were very good because we got better. And I think any team that wants to win it this year has to continue to grow. And, you know, after that performance, we went into training today, not sure what to expect. And sometimes you'll get guys working hard, but the quality won't be there because they've lost their confidence. But today in practice, I thought they were able to let it go, and they were not only working hard, but there was good quality. There were good ideas. Energy was good, you know, and for sure we talked to them about it, but I think it's something where they know, you know, it was, I don't want to call it the perfect storm, but in a sense, a bunch of things came together in a certain way where we played poorly and they played really well, and we got burned on the day, no doubt about it. But we got to move on, and, you know, like I said, if you ask me where this team is now compared to last year, I think we're stronger depth-wise and in the midfield. We're not as experienced up top when we had Valesky and Dos Santos. But, you know, we've created through the preseason, the early stages of the season, you know, we definitely look better going forward right now than we did last year. So it's a matter of us keep pressing, and defensively, I mean, look, we'll figure out how to defend as a group better, regardless of who we're playing. But it will always take time with a young team, and generally, you know, we're trying to get guys all on the same page. The other night we weren't, you know, and that's our job as coaches. So we got a lot of work to do this week, and the positive for me is that the guys are ready to go to work. You know, I didn't have to spend a lot of time consoling them today. They seemed up for the new challenge of earning some respect, and that's our job now to show that, hey, we're not going to get pushed around. And like Joe said, we just hope, you know, we don't have to live through that again, right? Move on, well, put this, it in the rearview mirror.
This Saturday, the Rhinos will take on New York Red Bulls 2. The last two USL champions will face each other this Saturday, 6:05 at Capelli Sports Stadium. And, Bob, we're looking forward to seeing you and the boys on Saturday. Joe and myself will be there, of course, and hopefully thousands of Rhino fans will be there as well to cheer the team on. So thanks very much for being with us, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob.
It's Bob Lowe, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos. And we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report. Today, or yesterday, was the 50th anniversary of professional soccer in the United States. And we'll talk to Michael about that, plus MLS news, and we'll talk more about Saturday's matches. Red Bulls 2 coming in against the Rhinos. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
It's a battle of champions this Saturday at Capelli Sports Stadium as the 2015 USL champion Rochester Rhinos host last season's title winner New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 6.05 p.m. The Rhinos will celebrate all Section 5 champions at halftime, and the first 500 fans through the gate will receive a Capelli Sport beanie. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Edsel Scolo. Two locations in the area, in East Rochester at Country Club Plaza and at the 12 Corners in Brighton. Go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com for more information about the business. That's S-C-O-L-L-O is how Scolo is spelled. And we appreciate Edsel supporting our show and supporting soccer for many, many years here in Rochester. And, Michael, boy, I just happened to go on to Facebook and I saw your post about the 50th anniversary of U.S. professional soccer, which coincides, by the way, with the 50th anniversary of Bob Savage, the head of WISL, being on the radio. So,
congratulations, Bob.
Congratulations to Bob.
Definitely. It's a few anniversaries this year, and I think there's another anniversary about a soccer team that played in Northwestern New York for a number of years that will be coming back, but it's modern. You know, it's the modern history of professional soccer in the United States as we know it that really kicked things off in 1967. And my story really only scratches the surface. I just looked at the way the teams were formed and what the first weekend was all about. And I'll tell you, this, there are many, many interesting stories and adventures through that 1967 season that would probably make your head hair curl. But it got off the ground, and that's the main thing. Millions of dollars were lost that year, starting a tradition that the sport would like to get away from. But like I said, it got off the ground, and that's the main thing.
That's right. And this article's in the Guardian newspaper. If you go search the Guardian for Michael Lewis, you'll find the article. And a couple things I just want to mention about this. There's a picture from Yankee Stadium, the New York Generals against the Chicago Spurs. And there's practically no one in the stands. And, boy, it certainly is a juxtaposition to NYCFC, who are drawing big, big crowds at Yankee Stadium in Major League Soccer. The article also mentions Elly Durante and how he came to play for the Los Angeles Whips of the NPSL, and of course, Rochester Lanterns Hall of Famer. And Michael, the one thing I remember is that they actually, the NPSL, which was the outlaw league, not supported by U.S. Soccer, they had their games broadcast on CBS. Pat Summerall, the legendary NFL announcer and former player, was the play-by-play guy. They had to invent stoppages to get the commercials in during the games. They actually had they told the players to feign injuries so they could break them and take their commercial breaks. And boy, the sport has come a long way since then. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, that's a story unto itself, which I think I mentioned it very, very quickly there. As much room as the Guardian gives me, there's just a limit of how much I could put in. One referee, Peter Rhodes, was quoted by media in Toronto that, yes, that's what he did. In fact, I remember reading a story about Manny Shellshite in the old Rochester Times Union years ago, that Manny talked about the instructions that they were given. When you're down, stay on the ground. And he kind of laughed that off because he was your, if you know Manny, he is one tough player, and he's not going to stay on the ground for very long if he wound up on the ground. Incredible but true. And then eventually soccer figured out a way how to get at least, if not commercials, products on the screen during the action. So, and as it turns out, other sports have followed suit as well, too. So it took a few decades for soccer to get it, but they got it finally.
Absolutely. So a couple quick things on MLS. We got to mention the Gavit Villa scoring from 50 yards out against Philadelphia. And the funny thing is that very next day, former Rhino Steven Dos Santos scored an almost identical goal for the Ottawa Fury against the Richmond Kickers, a 50-yard bomb. So he must have watched Gavit Villa, I guess, score that goal.
What are the odds of one of those happening, let alone twice back-to-back in the same country? I've always said that if it's happened in soccer, it's happened somewhere else first. But to have back-to-back like that, it's pretty incredible. And to really appreciate both players' feet, you know, let them try doing that in practice when you have no one around you or a goalkeeper. That's still pretty difficult to do, to knock a ball in from that far out. You know, it takes vision,
a little bit of luck,
skill, and maybe a little luck. But I'm going to go with the skill and the vision before the luck.
Yeah, right. Well, unless your name is Beckham, of course, then it's all skill.
Yeah,
bend the leg, Beckham.
That's right. We also want to mention our good friend and supporter Tony DiUto from Top Notch Monogramming was in Orlando on Saturday and saw Orlando beat LA 2-1, and he just had raves about that stadium, Michael, and the atmosphere in that new stadium. And you've seen it. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they've done down in Orlando.
I was there a little more than a month ago, and I love the stadium. The fans were fantastic. Can't say anything more. I want to see that. I want to see every team in MLS have their own stadium, their own soccer stadium. There are some teams that are not playing in a quote-unquote SFS, Soccer Pacific Stadium. NYCFC plays at that aforementioned Yankee Stadium, which even though they play well at home and it's some of those games can be fun to watch, the atmosphere is lacking there, unfortunately. Maybe sooner than later, I'm not going to mention a year, maybe sooner than later they could find some space or some rooms in New York City to break ground on a new stadium, but heaven knows when that will happen.
Last thing, Michael, real quick. New York Red Bulls 2 comes in on Saturday to play the Rhinos. Who should we look for on Red Bulls 2 as the key guy?
A lot of their key players are back from last year. Brandon Allen, Rookie of the Year, who wound up second in the league in goal scoring, he's always a threat. Vincent Bizacourt, who had a goal and an assist this past weekend in a win over Orlando City B, came from a Division One school named St. Francis College of Brooklyn. Maybe not as well known as other schools, but they produced some really good soccer players over the years. Very good all-around player. And a player who's coming back from a very serious knee injury. It took him 7 months to return, and he played his first full 90 minutes this past week, Junior Flemings, a Jamaican youth international, and he scored 16 minutes into the match, so couldn't ask for a better return than that. Those are their three main attacking players. Sometimes they'll switch goalkeepers, but if they have Ryan Mara in goal, he'll be a force to be reckoned with. He should be playing somewhere in MLS. That's how good he is. He's just at the wrong place at the wrong time with Luis Robles manning the nets for the Red Bulls.
Yep. Well, Michael, thank you so much. We'll be looking forward to watching that match on Saturday, Red Bulls 2 against the Rhinos, and look forward to having you talk about it and all the U.S. soccer news next week. Thanks so much, and enjoy the week.
Thanks. Have a good one, huh?
Thanks a lot. And thanks a lot to Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, and Blaise Bourgeois and the Rhinos staff for helping us out with the show tonight. Saturday, Red Bulls 2 at Rhinos at the Capelli Sports Stadium for the Rhinos home opener. 454 kick to get your tickets, 605 kickoff. This has been Andrew Battisti with Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, Joe Sirianni, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 with Once Our Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass. Once again here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.